Wagwan, my people, how are you guys doing? Today is a good day. You know why it's a good day? It's because we are here again. We are now in your ears, you know, speaking right to you, your favorite podcasters.
That's us.
That's we.
Are you speaking French now?
whatever you think it is. So Timmy, how are you doing? How are you feeling? How are you feeling today?
I mean, I'm chilled. I'm good. I'm enjoying myself. I'm delighted, actually, because...
What's with these new words that you're using today?
I mean, I've been reading dictionary lately. Why? But that's not the reason why I'm delighted, actually. I think I'm just going to switch up my accent here, yeah?
Timmy is currently talking to a law babe, so he's trying to brush up his English.
You know, I'm just trying to do better when it comes to English language.
Okay.
You get, you know, so...
Enough with the fixed accent. Okay, we get it.
I mean, I'm just happy, man. December is coming, and, you know, everybody knows what's happening in December.
It's literally August.
I mean, boy, we are closer to December than we were yesterday.
I give you that.
Yeah, exactly.
I give you that.
I mean, so, a lot of things. And it's my birthday month. I just remember.
Ooh, that's what's up. So, yeah. Where are we going to? We're going to the boys' trip, right?
Yeah, the boys' trip, obviously.
So, where are we going to?
Don't worry. We don't want to tell you. So, people don't got to be waiting for us where we are going.
But we want people to be waiting for us. Is that what we want?
We want people that we want to be waiting for us. You know?
To wait for. Okay, so, gotcha. Exactly.
So, that's the plan. But, yeah, I mean, that's just what's up. I'm happy that December is coming, man. It's like, this is the 8th month. December is 12 months. That's 4 months away. Dude, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I think so, but I want you to say it.
No. Moving on.
Fair enough.
Moving on, Jay.
Well, I'm doing okay as well. I'm not happy, but I'm also happy.
Are you not?
I'm not. My body is in severe pain.
Timmy.
I have to report Timmy to our listeners.
What exactly did I do? What did I do? Tell me.
I woke up.
Can I know my offense?
No. I will let everybody know.
Can
your
I
offense.
Know my offense?
I was on my own, just minding my business, living my good life. And Timmy was like, you know what? Well, let's just sign up for the gym. I'm like, no, my brother. Let me just do my own workout.
I mean,
you know, I don't need to be ripped and all that. I'm already a look good in guy.
Like, are
I
you a good looking guy? I'm already a look good in guy.
So I don't need that. And I followed Timmy to the gym. And I swear to you, my hand has not been straight ever since.
She, why?
My hand is going to the east and to the west.
She, why are you lying?
You pay for your sins.
She, why are you lying?
My whole body.
She did not even complete his reps. I mean, I took him under my wing as
I'm not doing
my, is he what they call it, tutor? No, student. As a student, and I gave him some tasks to do, and he didn't even finish.
It was terrible.
He's complaining.
If you are thinking of going to starting a workout, don't do it. It's not worth it.
Actually. Do it. It's worth it.
You know what?
By the end of the day, when you see yourself in the mirror, you know it's worth it.
Self love. I don't care.
Anyways, by the way, Shay, what do we have for our listeners today?
So today we're just gonna be doing say it or shot it.
Right.
So we have.
So in front of me, we have a big bottle of tequila.
Why is it big?
Because it's very big and it's very
full. Do you have plans of drinking?
And we have plans of drinking every ounce of liquid inside this bottle.
No, that's not.
She
that's
and
not,
I, we are going to drink everything.
Not. I'm
going to
be honest today. Like, I'm not the type to just be.
So are you trying to tell me that out of the things you have to say, you won't have to lie?
No.
Or I'm you won't have to, you are not going to skip anything.
I'm a straightforward guy. Like, everybody knows me. I'm an open book.
You're an open book?
Yeah.
I've not read you before.
Good. If you're today's the day.
If you're an open book, I've not read you before.
Today's the day. So we're just going to be asking ourselves some questions and we have to say the truth, obviously.
Or
and if you don't want to say, you're going to, you know.
You have to drink.
You have to gulp.
I don't think I would actually, I probably would just drink everything.
So we have to make a rule that you probably cannot drink more than twice.
I have my drinking hat on.
So pretty much say it or say it. There's no drinking. Because as a child of God, why are you drinking?
But.
There's no but.
There's no but.
Yeah, there's no
but. Right, so we're saying it. Right.
Say it.
Is this episode rated 18 or is generally available? Because I might want to ask a question that, you know.
Okay, let's just keep it 16.
PG 16.
Yeah, okay. 16. Okay. Or last 13.
Ah, wait, I don't like where you're going with this. Why are you reducing the goalpost?
You know, let's be open to as many ages as we can.
Okay, all right, no problem. We'll try to keep it family friendly.
So,
as Timmy,
what kind of questions do you have for me? I'm scared, but I'm not scared.
I mean, I'm not going to ask you a lot of questions. To be honest, I'm just going to ask you a few ones that you know you can boldly say.
Okay.
I mean, things you can discuss in public.
So how does it work? Is it that I ask you, then you ask me, or I ask you, then you also?
Okay.
Ask
so to be fair, to be very fair, I'm not going to ask you what I'm not going to be able to say.
Okay.
So if I'm asking you something, it means I'll probably be able to talk about it too as well.
Okay.
So if I ask you this, I would actually say my own part of the story too as well.
Okay, cool. That sounds fair.
So it doesn't seem as if I'm asking you something. Okay. I don't want to say my own self.
Okay, first. Fine.
That's fine. So do you want to go? Do you want to ask me first?
You go first.
Okay, since we are drinking, again, the bottle of tequila.
You are a little bit too excited about drinking.
Okay, sorry, I apologize.
Because you've been eating that bottle like
I apologize. Fair. My bad. Right. So Shay, I don't take you to be a drinking person.
I'm not.
So what happens when you drink too much? What's like the most hungover you've been? Do you have an experience?
I think it's just once, actually. It's just once. Where I lost. I did not lose it.
You did not lose it, but
it was slipping away. I felt it slipping away.
Okay.
I just went out one night and then I took a couple of shots. And then I think it was Long Island as well. That was pretty much it. I didn't even take too much. The painful thing is not painful. The annoying thing was I didn't take too much. And
your body let you down.
Yeah, I don't know. It was an off day in the office. And then I started realizing that my steps were not stepping.
We're not going straight.
Like, I tried to go to the restroom. I didn't know whether it was left or right.
The hope you didn't go to the female restroom.
I think that was a deliberate mistake that I made. But let's blame it on the alcohol. So I just felt like I was not in control anymore, and that's one thing I hate not being in. So I found my way home.
Obviously.
But I was fighting for my life. I was like, God, please.
I'm not going
I
to
knelt down in the bathroom and be like, God, please, if you make me survive this, I will worship you every day of my life.
Did you worship? Have you started worshiping him? Because clearly you survived.
How do you know? But yeah, it was really terrible. I think I almost puked. Almost. Like I felt it, but you know, as a hard guy that I am, you get me? You can't catch me sleeping. But it was really terrible. I couldn't sleep. I was just in the bathroom. I was just kneeling down like, God, please save my soul. I sang so many hymns. Jesus took the wheel.
Jesus, look
at me today. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm having trouble picking the most hungover I've been, actually.
Because you just
did
too much.
I have two experiences. And they were both wild.
Okay.
One was inside the house, one was outside.
Who drinks inside the house?
Me and my idiot friends that we decided to drink inside. We're just four.
I know, I'm not there.
We just bought drinks. But I think what I'm going to talk about is one in Ibadan.
Okay.
So remember I told you I've been in a fight at the bar. It was actually at the club.
Okay.
Right. So we went clubbing, my friends and I. And for some reason, we were already drunk before we got to the club.
Nice.
Like, you know, like, drink before you go to the club kind of thing. So we like had a couple of drinks outside at the bar. We're enough, saturated for the night. Then one dumb idiot said, let's go into the club. We didn't even plan to go to the club in the first place.
Okay.
So we just went inside. And according to the story told...
You don't even remember the story.
I do remember. So I was in with the guys. I think we said we're going to skip it.
I mean, PG-16, you're allowed to.
Exactly. It was that my phone died.
Okay, that's
so cool. Everyone was pressing their phone while I was drinking. Okay. I mean, I didn't have any other thing to do than to drink. So I was drinking, and then at some point I got up, I went to talk to some people I was supposed to talk to. Then I came back, I carried the entire bottle of vodka into my mouth.
Nah, you chugged it.
I chugged like a bad bitch. Entire bottle of vodka, and that was the last thing I remember. Or that was the last thing they told me that I think I remember. Right? After that, I went to a fight. I was escorted outside by the bouncer. I came inside the club again. I go into another fight. They carried me outside. I just said I woke up 5 a.m. on a chair. Right? I had a scar on my face. Someone probably has punched me. I don't remember. I mean, that was like the most hungover. I was like, oh my God. Then next morning I woke up and it was horrible. You know when they say you can't feel your legs? Literally. I couldn't feel my legs. Like,
is there a video of the? Did your friends not make videos?
Yeah, they made pictures. There were pictures, but then I deleted those pictures from everyone's phone.
Because it was me.
Because no, they were really embarrassing. Like, I mean, I got into a fight with people,
random people.
I never knew these people in my life, and I had scars on my face.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's the most hungover I've been.
Okay, so I guess it's my turn to ask a question. So we both didn't drink. So it's.
Yes. I mean, it's all right. It's all right.
We spoke about our drinking experience, but we did not drink.
I still want to drink anyway.
Feel free. Yeah. So I think I'll just ask, what's the most adventurous thing you've ever done?
When you say adventurous, what do you mean?
Like, you know,
what do you mean?
Something spicy,
like going on an adventure or
something spicy that you've done.
I'm not. I don't think I'm going to say this.
Why?
He's very adventurous.
Adventure could be anything. It could be maybe you drove a plane first time in your life, like you're a pilot. Or something.
Okay.
Or you jumped down like a three-story.
Oh, there was something I did. If my mom hears this, she would kill me.
What's that?
One time we traveled, right, to Ogun State.
Okay.
For some sort of gathering.
I think I have your mom's number. It's like I'm going to send it to
just
her.
Just shut up. For some sort of gathering. And we had a party in Lagos, right?
Okay.
An high school reunion party in Lagos.
Okay.
And me and Amau, one of my friends back then, we traveled all the way on bike.
From?
I'm telling you.
You went to Lagos Ibadan.
Adai Koru.
Okay, you passed through. Okay, makes sense.
On bike.
That's just why.
We came via bus when we were coming to Lagos because it was the Korodu was like very close to the state. So we came via bus. But we had to go back that same night so they won't notice that I'm gone. Right? And I'm telling you, when we're going back, because time had gone, it was already late.
Okay.
We took bike. Two drunk boys on express road on bike.
Well, you were not the one driving the bike, right?
It wasn't like we took bike and wow. I was totally gone, but we were on bike riding back. Mom, I'm old now. You can't beat me anymore.
Are you sure you're old? See, your mom, you're still like a small boy.
I mean, so it was a whole like in my life. That's one thing I've probably never spoke about to any of my family members before.
Wow.
We were on bike.
Look at
back
you now.
Home.
Sharing it publicly.
I mean, I'm all
that's
grown.
Growth.
I'm
that's
all grown.
Growth.
I'm all grown now. I mean, in my life, I'm never gonna do that anymore.
Okay, adventurous.
See, I know what you want to say about your adventures.
What is it?
I know.
What is it?
But just keep it PG-16.
No, I'm not gonna. My adventure is going to be something plain. Like, it's not. I'm not that kind of guy. Adventurous. I would say. Okay, yeah. So I went on like a sky ride recently. So pretty much, you know those things where like.
Bungee jumping.
It's not bungee jumping. Where you are strapped to like a thing and you go up in the sky, then they bring you down really, really fast.
That's what you did.
I almost died.
But you didn't die.
Like, it feels like you are falling down from like a really tall building and you're trying to, your legs, you don't feel your legs. For like a split second, you feel like you're going to run out of air and die. I don't think I'll ever do it again. Because
I'll do it again.
It's not, I think.
Would I go from Ogun State to, from Lagos to on bike anymore? I don't think I'll ever do
maybe
that.
Maybe a power bike.
Dude, it was in the night.
Yeah.
And I was drunk.
Fair enough. You're always drunk, so I don't care. Go on.
Right.
Nobody has drunk so far. I'm not happy.
I mean, see, so this one you might want to drink to this. What I'm going to ask you now, you're going to tell me what your worst date experience is.
Worst date. I don't think I really had like terrible. I think what I would say is close to worst was it felt like she was not going to show up.
So she came late.
Yeah, so pretty much what happened, we were supposed to meet somewhere. I think we were supposed to meet at, let's say, midday. And then I got there, and then she said she was coming, and then all of a sudden, she became unreachable.
Wow.
Like, I was convinced that she was going to come, but I just couldn't reach her. Like, I tried the number, it wasn't going, and I knew I needed to leave the place by, let's say, I couldn't stay for long. I was in a hurry, so I was just like, F-y. So after like 20 minutes of waiting, I was just like, F-y, I'll just go back to my place. Like,
so did you she later show up?
She later showed up. So when it goes to like an hour later, she now called me and be like, I'm there. And I'm like,
and you've left?
And I've left already.
So you have to go back.
So we ended up seeing, but we didn't go to that same place. She ended up just coming to like a place very close to mine.
Okay.
So it was almost like it very, because that's a very terrible way to start.
I mean.
Yeah, so it was just weird.
Where is the relationship now?
We have not seen each other. We did not see each other.
So you didn't get a second date?
Nope.
Nah.
But we're good. We can
do it. Okay. That's
so fine. It was almost like it's very terrible. Yeah, it was almost bad. But you know, a guy like me, I can't. You can't
complain.
Yeah,
it's all right.
What about you?
I mean, okay. So again, I don't think about that much terrible dates as well because I don't even going out in the first place. But there was this one time that it was. I won't say it was probably like the person. It was just the situation of things around.
Okay.
So we picked a place right at first. And then, like, the place had great reviews and all of that. You see someone on the internet that was really great. And then we went to the place, and then they were like, oh, we're out of food or we're out of drinks and we're closing soon. Right? So we have to go somewhere else. And the person was like, oh, I don't want to go to this place because everybody knows me.
Wow.
You get that kind of thing that, oh, it was like some sort of like, I won't say a club, but a lounge. She was like, everybody knows me. And then, like, we got to the place, like, half the time, people were like, hey, this person, you're like, when everyone's passing. Everyone's always meeting that person.
How is that a bad thing?
It's not necessarily like, that's what I said, it's not the person, it's more like the place.
Okay, yeah, you didn't like the fact the that
place
she
we,
was known.
The place we had, because we didn't even have like, I won't say like 5 minutes straight conversation.
On someone was always
without someone.
And that means she's a...
And she's like, oh, I say some of my guys, let me go say hi to them. And I'm like, okay. I mean, I don't know anybody. I'm new to this city anyway.
Okay, it felt so, like she wasn't there. She wasn't so fully
like,
present.
Yeah, she was like, it was just like, oh, I was there having a drink with someone I probably met at the place. It wasn't as if we actually planned.
Oh, so it made out. It feel.
So we're just like, I mean, at the end of the night, I think we were like, oh, we're supposed to like, oh, eat a ride back. Then she was like, oh, wait for me downstairs. I'm coming. I want to see some of my friends.
That's
like,
just weird.
Ah, like, oh, nice, nice. Then before, I think she like took a long while. And I had a taxi. I was waiting. I had a taxi.
Oh, you're such a gentleman.
I mean, at the end of the night. But I mean, it's all right. It's all right.
So how is it now? Are you people still?
Yeah, we still chilled. I mean, if I travel, I will probably see you again.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, yeah. This next question I'm going to ask you is straightforward.
Okay.
When did you lose your virginity?
No.
What do you mean?
I'm drinking.
You're not even allowing me to finish the question.
I'm drinking. When did I what? I've not lost it.
You lose it. You will lose it.
I've not lost it.
You will lose it.
I've not lost it.
Tell me, you
I have not lost it.
Tell me, you have lost it.
I'll drink.
You have to drink.
I'll drink.
If you are not saying.
I'll drink, yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. First of all, I don't even know what that word means. You know my English language I've been learning. I don't know what that. Say, I'm back at you.
No, because you already you are drinking. I don't have to answer.
Why would you have to answer?
That's the rule of the game.
We didn't make that.
I'm making it.
No. You're just making up as it goes.
Like, if you don't answer, then that means you've passed it.
I have answered. I have not.
No, that's not. I'm not taking that.
Why? Why?
We are not taking that. Ask your question. Baba.
Are you with me,
Baba? Ask your question.
So okay, no wahala.
So you are not bold enough to tell our listener.
I'm bold enough. I just told them I have not. I still have it with me in my pocket.
Bring it out. I'm bringing the machine out.
I still have it in my pocket. It's still with me. I've not lost it. Never lost it.
Your turn. Ask your question.
Okay, so this one I'm just gonna ask you very quickly. What's the biggest misconception that you think people have about you?
I would say people tend to say, okay, yeah, some people tend to say like I give fuckboy vibes, but I know I'm not. I don't know why. It's a big misconception. I'm a good guy. I'm a really good guy.
Are you now?
I'm a lover boy.
Are you now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
So it's a very big misconception. I'm putting it out there now to everybody that is listening that I'm not. I'm a really good guy. I'm saying it one more time. Good guy.
When someone is saying something over and over again.
Let me say it with you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a good guy. Because when someone says something over and over again, I tend to, you know.
Because it's a big misconception. Oh, yeah, okay. Answer.
Oh, my biggest misconception that people have about me is that I always get ladies. I don't always get leads.
So they also claim that you're a fuckboy.
Everybody just says that, oh, I mean, you're talking to someone, like, oh, what about you that you're always getting? I'm like, I'm not getting anybody.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's like, why you have not lost your virginity.
Yet. That's why I've not lost it. I'm keeping it. Someone tried to collect it, but I ran.
Fair enough.
I mean, that's just what's up.
Okay. At least I've not drunk anything yet. So
I'm
happy. You have taken one.
I mean, that's what life is about.
Okay.
One or twos.
I know you are going to try to make me drink, but it will not work.
I'm going to try to make you drink.
So think of something nice that you think I probably won't answer, but I know I would answer.
See?
Yes, sir.
I know you love your family members.
Yes.
And I know your mommy listens to this because I send it to her personally. Right? Now, you will not tell the whole world or you will drink. Who is your least favorite family member?
Tell me, why are you doing this?
And why?
Tell me, why are you doing this to me?
Yes. And I know all of your family members. So anyone you mention, I'm going to
is
call them.
Clear or extended?
You know, extended call. See this one. Just say why.
Wow. No, yes. You can't do this to me. Tell me this. No, people.
From your blood, who is your least favorite human being and why?
Just give me the alcohol. Just just put the alcohol. Just say.
There you go.
Just say you want me to drink. Because why are you doing this to me?
I mean, now that you don't answer, I don't have to answer too, right?
That only works for me. That only works for me.
Okay. Wow. Wise.
Wow.
So you don't have a least favorite. You have that pair. You don't want to mention. Is it? You are looking away.
You've gotten me to drink.
Is it?
I hope you're happy.
Okay.
I hope you're happy. So it's not my turn to answer, to ask you now, right? Yeah. Okay. I think let me look for something nice. When was the last time you cried?
Okay. Is it?
Is what, it what? From what your
kind
eyes?
Of, what kind of cry?
Like from your eyes, something hurt you and you cried.
Okay, last time I cried, I think it was last year. last year.
Just last year. You have not cried this year.
No, nah. Ad guy.
And you said you are feminist. I remember that episode.
No, wait, star, relax.
Yeah.
So I think it was last year I lost a friend, and that was pretty much like last time I actually cried. Occasionally, from time to time, when I remember, like, I get teary, but I'm not. I don't think I actually like cry. But then I just get really sad when I remember. But I mean, last time I actually
cried. Yeah, that's pretty much my own answer too as well. But mine was not last year. Mine was like maybe 4 years ago or so.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty much death will make
it like to be honest, like cry. Grief just there's this holy bond in your heart and you can't take it away.
Okay. So we survived that one.
Survived that without drinking.
So I'll be good drunk once. I need to make you drink two times. I can't be equal with you in terms of drinking.
I'm going to ask you this question, Shay. Have you ever ghosted anyone? And why did you ghost them?
I don't think if I say no.
Yeah, if you say no, you will drink because I know that's a lie.
I actually don't ghost people. Timmy, don't try and make me drink. You know I'm not that kind of guy. Have I ghosted anyone before? I can't remember, but I feel like if I'm gonna ghost someone, it's probably because they were disturbing me too much. Like, you know those people that before you wake up in the morning.
You said they are doing people that do too much.
Not too much, but you are not really interested and they are interested and you've kind of told them that you are not really interested. But they are doubling down for whatever reason because they think
something's gonna happen.
Yeah, so it just got to a point where I just didn't respond anymore.
So you know, I actually ghosted someone today.
Wow.
Ooh. You know the person. I don't want to mention his name. But you know the person.
He's or her.
He's.
He's a ghost man. Wow, it's young.
I mean, like, so, like, the guy just keeps texting me about some stuff.
Oh, I know the guy.
And I mean, like, I'm not around. We're still around.
Have you ever been ghosted to me? That pained you.
Okay.
That shook you. Like, how could you do such to me?
I don't think so, actually.
Ah.
I mean, I can get a late reply. I can get a gay reply, but then I'll still get a reply regardless. It might be like 1 year later.
That's
ghost. I will still get like,
just because you were so late, don't mean you didn't ghost. That's still ghost.
But there was one thing that happened to me. Like someone texted me, and in my head I thought, oh my god, this person ghosted me. Right? So we're having a conversation and then the person texted me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't text back.
Mm-hmm.
So in my head I was like, oh my god, this person didn't reply me. Until the day that I went to check.
But that's really not ghosting though.
Like
I feel like being left on being left on scene doesn't necessarily
no like ghosted. The person texted me, I was the one that like ghosted and I wasn't
like you thought to. You replied.
I thought I replied, but you didn't reply. But I didn't.
So my point is, even if someone doesn't reply, let's say you ask how are you, let's say for example you're texting somebody, ask how are you, and they don't reply, I don't think that's ghosting. I think it's ghosting when
you'll be talking,
you
you'll
double
be...
down, like you send another message,
the person
or you call them. You know it's possible that you miss a message.
Uh-huh.
Let's say you call them, you try to reach them, they don't respond, maybe they block you without saying anything. I think that's ghosting. If someone leaves you on scene, it's not really ghosting. Like, I don't know.
You're just trying to make an excuse for
it.
I didn't make an excuse
for that. What that to me. Okay, fine. You don't catch me.
Just trying to make an excuse for
me. Okay, so we both answer that. I need to get you to drink. Okay, yes. I think I know. So, Timmy, tell us the last thing you searched on your phone. Like, maybe on your Instagram or your... I know you use Snapchat more.
Okay.
But Snapchat doesn't have history, right?
Snapchat doesn't have search history.
Okay, so
actually, like, if to be honest, if you're going to go through my Google history, last thing I searched is work.
Okay, fine. I mean, let's do Instagram then.
Instagram, last person I searched for.
Don't turn your phone away. Let me see.
I'm not turning.
Before you go and clear history.
No. I'm drinking. I'm drinking. You got me.
Okay. Why can't you say?
Nah, you got me. I'm not saying.
Especially a celeb.
Nah,
I'm actually curious why you want
to. I'm not saying. Get me this drink.
Gotcha.
Get me lit. Gotcha. I'm not saying. What's the last person you searched on Instagram?
You're drinking, so I don't have to. But
I can show at you. This point, you have to tell me.
I can show you. Let me see. Let me check my own first before I decide whether I don't know who this person is.
Let me see.
It's just a random person. I don't know who the person is.
Are you sure it's one or two that you are sliding to your DMs?
No, me.
Are you sure?
My Instagram is as dead as anything.
Are you sure? Should I show you the last person I searched for?
Show me, but don't say.
Without saying.
Yes. Let our listeners be on the... You subscribe to our OnlyFans.
You understand, Shay.
Oh. This is unfair to our listeners.
I'm drunk.
Okay.
So you can't tell them.
Okay, fair enough. Do you have any other questions for me?
You got me. Should we wrap it up there?
2-1.
I have a question for you.
Please.
I have a question for you. Right. So I know your spec. Mm-hmm. But I need you to tell me yourself. So what is the most attractive physical feature you look out for in a lady?
I can't drink to this now. Okay. Physical feature. This is easy. I'm an African man. I've said it before. Is it like one physical?
I mean, you can name a few.
Okay. That would be doing too much.
It's all right.
Physical. I think physical. First, fine face, please. You can't be looking...
So you fine face over bunda. What are you talking about, fam?
I can't. I'm sorry. I don't know how to put this. But let me just put this. You know when somebody said, I don't sound disrespectful?
You know the word sound disrespectful. Whenever anybody says, I don't want to sound disrespectful, you know the highest amount of disrespect you're about to receive in your life.
Now you people are to be disrespected. So I don't care how baggy your body is if your face doesn't match.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. It just can't work. Because I'm going to be seeing your face a lot more than I'm going to be seeing all that.
You flip it.
It just can't work for me. I'm sorry. Fine face over everything. Other things have to come. But fine face is like the tickets that gets you into the show. Whether you now stand or you sit. Be VIP.
that's on you.
Yeah, so that's
pretty much. I mean, that's pretty much the same as well, to be honest. Relax. As much as, you know, we like the goodies. I mean, you have to have some.
What do you mean by goodies? Explain.
Relax. You understand what I mean by goodies.
Okay.
I mean, you have to have something that I would like, for pictures.
For aesthetics.
I mean, for aesthetics. You can't be going out on dates and then.
Yeah, looking. Two people are looking similar to.
I mean, two of us are looking like, you know, someone has to be fine out of the both of us now. And it's not gonna be me.
Wow, that's real.
I mean, that's just what I'm saying. I mean, yeah, you have to have a pretty face. Have to have a pretty face.
So if your face card is banging, just know.
I mean, if your face card is banging, just slide into my DM, fam.
Take my card.
Don't worry, we'll make fine kids. They'll take your face, and they'll take.
What if they take your face? So is this the last question or do you
we can do a couple more? Do we have a couple more time? I mean, we can take more questions, but then let's just see. Let's take one more.
Okay, so let me think. Okay, so if you were to, how far of an age difference can you, this question, I don't really, you don't really have to drink this.
I'm not gonna drink this, I'm gonna answer. I'm not drinking anymore. I'm already feeling nice. My eyes already turning. See, you want to give me a new record of last time I got hungover.
Too short. You can do more than this on a regular day. So our listeners know Timmy sleeps with his alcohol beside him.
I mean, something has to keep you warm.
Good. So yeah. So how far of an age difference can you date? So let's say if you're like 20, can you date someone that is, is it plus or minus 2 years? Like if somebody's above a certain age range, you can't.
Okay, so I think plus or minus, I would say plus 3.
Okay. That means older than you.
Yeah, older than me, plus 3 years. Okay. I mean, you can still get up to that age. I don't mind. I mean, like, we like them old. But minus, let's say 4.
Okay.
I can't go anything. Because I used to have this rule. I used to calculate it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a younger sister, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like,
if they are the same age as your younger sister,
exactly. I'm
in luck. You can be as young as anything because I don't have a younger sister. No, I didn't mean that.
See, you're the one that decided to reduce this to 30. Should I be scared?
No, should I be scared
for your sake?
No. So, yeah, I think for me, younger, as long as you're not a teenager.
So, like, you're saying from 20?
Yeah, for me, it's more about, yeah, as long as you're not a teenager right now. Yeah, we should be good. But if you're like, maybe you'll clock 20 next year, I don't mind.
Oh my god.
Maybe if you clock 20 next year, I don't mind.
What are these?
Then older than me. I mean, I don't mind. I can go as far as long as you look good.
You can go as far as, like, you know, 40, 50.
No, wait. Maybe like 10 years.
10 years older, that's all right.
I think I can do 10. I mean, wait. Yeah, I can.
Can you? Can you actually?
I think. It doesn't really matter at this point how old they are, because it's kind of the same. Obviously, they are more experienced than me,
that's true.
I can match up. And if they look good, I'm attracted to them. I think, yeah, let's run it.
Okay, you know, we're talking about like actual dating here, not like going out just like randomly with people, right?
Dating, like proper...
Like relationship, okay, serious relationship, that's what I'm saying.
I want to introduce that to like my family members.
I mean...
I didn't think I was going to get that far.
You didn't think I was going to get that far. Okay. I'm just saying, like, okay, if it's that case, I mean... And you can get... I mean, I think it's like 20, like you said, 20 and above. I mean, that's all good. But like actual going out.
Okay, actual going out, my older than... No, a teenager still stands, I think. 20, yeah, I think that's the, but older than, I don't even think that older than
you can't
me.
Do it.
Wait, maybe
1 year,
maybe
six months, 6 weeks.
Because why are you older than me?
I mean, I mean, I won't mind actually. Like 2 years, 3 years.
Okay, I think I'll do 1 year. 1 year without Ami, I can stand it. Anything more than that, nah. I feel disrespected. Like, why are you other than me?
I don't mind, man. At this point, I don't mind.
You don't mind?
I mean, 3 years, because we pretty much like you know that kind of thing, yeah. Where, let me tell you one thing I used to do. Like growing up, because I had like most of my siblings were older than me, and I used to hang out with them like a lot.
Yeah.
So like their friends are my friends, and so basically I was hanging out with people older than me most of the time. So I felt like I was
you're already doing it
at the time, so there's no point. I mean, 3-4 years older than me, it's all right, you get it.
Okay, I mean, I can't like proper. Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah,
it's kind of something, but you can do 20.
I can do 20.
You can do 19. I can do 20.
Oh my god, I'll be patient.
You'll be patient,
like, don't have to pay 19 or to pay 20.
I mean, I think that we are going to. I don't have any further questions for you at this point.
You have given
because
up.
You can say something else now that I won't understand. I'm just gonna stop here.
So fair enough.
Do you have any other question? I think I'm just gonna stop.
I think you 2-1. You drank more than I drank, so I'm happy with that.
I mean,
so
I can keep drinking. I can keep drinking and keep counting. You can keep counting. I don't mind. Yeah. I can keep drinking.
But you made me drink once. I didn't like that.
It's alright. You need some. It's good for the liver.
You claim that alcohol is bad now that we are going to the gym.
So technically, like, since I'm Shay's trainer, mm-hmm. I told him alcohol is bad.
Well, you lied.
But I lied. Because it's good for your liver. I mean, see, was it last night we went out or the night before?
Yeah.
And first occasion you didn't drink.
Yeah.
Then we went to the second place and she, you didn't even drink anything at all. I'm like, what's going on?
Why
here?
Are you surprised?
Why you?
No, I don't drink.
I mean, like, you could at least even get like something. No. Maybe like 2%.
I go back to say I'm a very disciplined man.
Are you now?
I am.
You're disciplined in not drinking.
I am.
But
I am.
Indisciplined in other ways.
I mean, I'm pretty disciplined in not drinking. That's what that matters.
Everybody, if you're listening to Shay, is a liar and a cheat.
Wow. Where did that come from? Where did that come from?
Oh my god.
It's be your own guys. It's really be your own guys.
Be your niggas, man. I mean, yeah.
So yeah,
he's actually a good person.
It was a good episode today.
It was. I mean,
you know, it was high. So thank you guys for listening. Do we have any takeaways for today? I think I've
revealed enough secrets about myself today than I have in my entire life. It's so that's your takeaway.
You drank twice, you didn't reveal anything.
Now my mom knew that the 6 hours were looking for me. I was in Lagos partying.
Okay.
That's not a good reputation for me. Next family meeting, they will talk about that.
But you can squeeze more naira notes in their hand.
Exactly.
That's
exactly. all the aunties and the uncles are supposed to discipline me. I can squeeze more naira notes in their hand and everything is all cool. That's how it works, right?
So yeah, let's just wrap it up there.
Yeah, I mean, that's enough. That's enough.
Thank you guys for listening today. We really enjoyed spending time with you. Don't forget to share this with your friends. You know, get to know your friends too as well. Share it with like your family members, you know. Listen to our previous episodes that we have on Spotify, we have on Amazon Music, and we have on Apple Podcast, Breaker, Audio Mark, wherever you can find podcasts all around the globe, we're there. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at IndieMiddleFM. Check out our YouTube, even though it's a bit outdated.
Thanks.
Check out our TikTok too as well. Drop your comments.
Check our TikTok. Where was the last time you made a video?
I'm just, you know, subscribe and just, you know, the good stuff. Listen to all of our previous episodes too as well, so that we can, you know, you can get reached to other people too as well, and just continue, you know, listening to us and continue enjoying us. Till we meet again.
I think I'm gonna go back to my British accent now, innit?
Please. Get out.
You don't like that now.
Get out of my face, fam.
Alright, fam.
Au revoir. Take care.
Bonjour.